Critical Thinking. The Game Changer You're Missing. Written by Ronnie Roland. Published by Growth Literacy Lounge. In a world saturated with information, opinions, and noise, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. Every day we're bombarded by headlines demanding our attention, decisions that carry weight, and challenges that test our resolve. Yet, amidst this chaos, there lies an overlooked superpower, one that has the potential to transform not only how we think, but also how we live. This superpower isn't found in technology, wealth, or even talent. It's critical thinking. Critical thinking is more than a tool for solving problems. It's a mindset, a lifestyle, and a game changer that equips you to navigate life's complexities with clarity and purpose. It empowers you to question assumptions, evaluate evidence, and make decisions that align with your goals and values. Whether you're facing personal challenges, pursuing professional success, or engaging with the larger world, critical thinking is your edge, the hidden superpower that separates the extraordinary from the ordinary. But why is critical thinking so often overlooked? Perhaps it's because we assume it's innate, something reserved for intellectuals or academics. Or perhaps it's because, in a fast-paced world, we default to convenience, relying on shortcuts and surface-level solutions. This book is here to challenge that narrative. It's here to show you that critical thinking isn't just for a select few, it's for anyone willing to ask better questions, seek deeper insights, and embrace growth. Through the chapters ahead, you'll discover how to harness this superpower in every aspect of your life. You'll learn how to break free from mental autopilot, evaluate evidence with precision, reframe challenges as opportunities, and make decisions with confidence. You'll see how critical thinking transforms not only the way you solve problems, but also the way you see the world and your role within it. This isn't just a book about thinking critically, it's a call to action. The game of life is waiting for your next move. Are you ready to play to win? Let critical thinking be your guide. Together, let's unlock the hidden superpower that's been within you all along. Chapter 1. The Superpower You Didn't Know You Had. Imagine for a moment that you possess an extraordinary superpower, a skill so transformative that it could change the way you approach every challenge in life. This superpower doesn't involve capes, secret lairs, or supernatural strength. It's hidden in plain sight, tucked within the folds of your mind, waiting to be unleashed. It's the ability to think critically. Yet, despite its power, critical thinking remains one of the most undervalued and overlooked tools in the modern world. Why? Because most people don't even realize they have it, let alone understand how to use it. Critical thinking is not about memorizing facts or blindly accepting what you've been told. It's about questioning assumptions, evaluating evidence, and arriving at reasoned conclusions. It's the lens that sharpens your view of the world, transforming confusion into clarity and setbacks into stepping stones. But here's the twist: like any superpower, it requires intentional cultivation and practice. Consider this. In a world overflowing with information, opinions, and distractions, how do you determine what's worth your time, energy, and trust? The truth is, most people don't. They coast through life on mental autopilot, relying on biases, shortcuts, and societal norms to guide their decisions. But what if you could break free from that cycle? What if you could wield critical thinking as your secret weapon to cut through the noise and see things for what they truly are? To understand the true value of this skill, let's start with a simple analogy. Imagine playing a game where the rules are constantly changing, and the stakes are your happiness, success, and well-being. That's life. Most people play without ever fully understanding the rules, let alone mastering them. Critical thinking is the guidebook that reveals those rules. It's the map that helps you navigate the terrain and the compass that points you toward your goals. Take a moment to reflect on the decisions you've made recently. Maybe you chose a career path, resolved a conflict, or made a significant financial decision. How did you arrive at those choices? Did you weigh the evidence, consider alternative perspectives, and think through the potential outcomes? Or did you rely on gut instincts, popular opinion, or convenience? The difference between ordinary and extraordinary decisions lies in the process behind them, a process that critical thinking makes possible. Let's dive deeper into why critical thinking is your hidden superpower. First, it empowers you to question assumptions. Assumptions are like the default settings of your mind, beliefs and ideas you accept without scrutiny. While they save time and mental energy, they can also trap you in a cycle of limited thinking. Critical thinking shines a light on these assumptions, allowing you to challenge them and replace them with more accurate and empowering perspectives. For example, consider the assumption that success is solely about hard work. While effort is undoubtedly important, critical thinking reveals the nuances, timing, strategy, networks, and even luck play significant roles. By questioning the assumption, you open the door to smarter, more informed approaches to success. Second, critical thinking equips you to evaluate evidence. In the age of social media, misinformation spreads like wildfire. How do you distinguish credible sources from unreliable ones? Critical thinking teaches you to dig deeper, analyze context, and verify information before accepting it as truth. It's the mental filter that protects you from being misled and empowers you to make informed decisions. Consider the story of Sarah, a young professional who was offered a lucrative job opportunity. At first glance, the offer seemed perfect. However, instead of rushing to accept it, Sarah applied critical thinking. She researched the company, spoke to current employees, and evaluated the long-term growth potential. Her findings revealed red flags, and she ultimately declined the offer, saving herself from a potentially toxic work environment. This is the power of evaluating evidence. It turns what could have been a misstep into a calculated move forward. Third, critical thinking enables you to see patterns and connections that others miss. This skill is especially valuable in problem solving, where innovation often lies at the intersection of ideas. By looking beyond the obvious and connecting the dots, critical thinkers uncover opportunities and solutions that elude others. Think of Steve Jobs, who revolutionized technology by merging aesthetics with functionality. His ability to think critically about user experiences and challenge industry norms led to products that changed the world. While not everyone will create the next iPhone, the principle remains: critical thinking unlocks your potential to innovate and make an impact in your own sphere. But perhaps the most transformative aspect of critical thinking is its ability to turn setbacks into stepping stones. Life is unpredictable, and failure is inevitable. However, the way you respond to setbacks determines whether they become roadblocks or opportunities for growth. Critical thinking helps you analyze what went wrong, extract valuable lessons, and pivot with purpose. Take the story of Thomas Edison, who famously failed thousands of times before inventing the light bulb. Instead of viewing each failure as a defeat, he saw it as a step closer to success. His critical thinking enabled him to refine his approach and ultimately achieve a breakthrough. Imagine applying that same mindset to your own challenges. How much more resilient and resourceful could you become? Now let's address a common misconception that critical thinking is an innate talent reserved for intellectuals or scholars. The truth is, it's a skill anyone can develop. Like a muscle, it grows stronger with practice and deliberate effort. Whether you're a student, a professional, or a parent, critical thinking can enhance every aspect of your life. It's not about being the smartest person in the room, it's about being the most thoughtful. So, how do you start cultivating this superpower? Begin by asking better questions. Instead of accepting information at face value, dig deeper. Ask why, how, and what if. Reflect on your own beliefs and biases, and seek out diverse perspectives. Engage in activities that challenge your mind, such as reading, debating, or solving puzzles. Most importantly, commit to a lifelong journey of learning and growth. As you embark on this journey, remember that critical thinking is not just a skill, it's a lifestyle. It transforms how you view yourself, the world, and your role within it. It's the key to unlocking your potential, achieving your goals, and making a meaningful impact. The game of life is waiting for your next move. Will you let critical thinking be your edge? Chapter 2. Breaking free from mental autopilot. Every day, countless decisions fill our lives, some small like choosing breakfast, and others monumental like switching careers. Yet, a staggering number of these decisions are made not through deliberate thought, but on autopilot. Mental autopilot is the silent force steering our lives, built from habits, biases, and assumptions accumulated over time. While it saves cognitive energy, it often leads us into blind spots, traps, and missed opportunities. Breaking free from this autopilot mode is where critical thinking takes center stage. What exactly is mental autopilot? It's the default setting of your brain that processes familiar tasks and situations without much conscious effort. Picture driving a car on a familiar route. You're so accustomed to the turns and stops that your mind begins to wander. The same applies to daily life. Over time, we've trained our brains to rely on shortcuts, known as heuristics, to make decisions quickly. While helpful in some cases, these shortcuts can lead us astray when faced with new or complex challenges. Take the case of Maya, a manager at a tech company. Every week she held meetings the same way, with a rigid agenda, minimal interaction, and a heavy focus on metrics. While the meetings felt productive, she noticed her team's morale declining and innovation stagnating. Maya was stuck in a routine, operating on mental autopilot. When she decided to reevaluate her approach, she realized that her rigid format stifled creativity and collaboration. By breaking free from her habitual thinking, she introduced open discussions, brainstorming sessions, and creative problem solving, transforming her team's performance. Maya's story illustrates the first step to breaking free from mental autopilot: awareness. You can't change what you don't recognize. Start by identifying areas in your life where you're running on autopilot. Are there routines you follow mindlessly? Decisions you make without much thought? Relationships that feel stagnant because you've stopped engaging meaningfully? Awareness is the foundation of critical thinking because it forces you to pause and examine the why behind your actions. Once you're aware of autopilot tendencies, the next step is unlearning. This process involves challenging long-held beliefs, assumptions, and habits that no longer serve you. Unlearning isn't easy, it's uncomfortable, and often met with resistance. But it's essential for growth. Let's consider another example. Jake, a college student who always believed he was terrible at math. This belief, reinforced by past failures, caused him to avoid math-related subjects altogether. When he started an engineering course that required advanced math, Jake's autopilot response was to panic and procrastinate. However, with guidance from a mentor, he questioned his assumption. Was he truly bad at math, or did he lack the right strategies and practice? By unlearning this negative belief and adopting a growth mindset, Jake discovered that he could excel in math with effort and persistence. Unlearning often requires external input. Seek feedback from mentors, peers, or trusted sources to uncover blind spots you might not notice on your own. This external perspective helps you see patterns and behaviors you've normalized but could be hindering your growth. Another powerful tool for breaking free from autopilot is reframing. Reframing involves looking at a situation or challenge from a different perspective. It shifts your focus from obstacles to opportunities, enabling you to see possibilities that weren't apparent before. This is where critical thinking shines, as it encourages you to approach problems with curiosity and creativity, rather than fear or frustration. For instance, consider a small business owner named Linda. When her restaurant's foot traffic declined due to a major road closure, her initial reaction was panic. On autopilot, she could have cut costs, laid off staff, or even considered closing. Instead, Linda reframed the situation: what if the road closure was an opportunity to pivot her business model? She introduced online ordering, partnered with delivery apps, and launched a social media campaign targeting remote workers. By reframing the challenge, Linda not only sustained her business, but expanded her customer base beyond her local area. Breaking free from mental autopilot also requires practicing intentional decision-making. This means pausing to consider your choices rather than reacting impulsively. A helpful technique here is the three questions framework. 1. What do I know for sure? 2. What am I assuming? 3. What are the possible outcomes of my decision? These questions compel you to slow down, analyze the situation, and separate facts from assumptions. They encourage you to evaluate the broader impact of your decisions and make choices aligned with your values and goals. Let's bring this to life with an example. Maria, a marketing executive, was offered a promotion that required relocating to a new city. Her immediate reaction was to accept. After all, promotions typically signify career growth. However, before making the decision, Maria applied the three questions framework. She realized she was assuming the promotion would bring happiness and professional fulfillment, but what she knew for sure was that the role demanded long hours, which might strain her work-life balance. By evaluating the possible outcomes, Maria decided to negotiate for a hybrid role that allowed her to stay in her current city while taking on new responsibilities. Her deliberate approach led to a win-win solution. Breaking free from mental autopilot isn't just about individual decisions. It's about cultivating a mindset of curiosity and intentionality in all areas of life. Ask yourself, when was the last time you questioned the status quo? Are you challenging yourself to grow, or are you settling for comfort? Remember, growth begins where autopilot ends. To sustain this mindset, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you stay present and aware of your thoughts and actions, making it easier to identify autopilot tendencies. Simple practices like journaling, meditation, or even taking a few moments to breathe deeply can create the mental space needed for deliberate thinking. Finally, surround yourself with environments and people that challenge your thinking. Join groups, read books, or engage in activities that expose you to diverse perspectives. Diversity of thought enriches your critical thinking skills and helps you avoid echo chambers, where everyone shares the same beliefs. Breaking free from mental autopilot is a journey, not a destination. It's a continuous process of unlearning, reframing, and intentional decision-making. The payoff? A life lived with purpose, clarity, and resilience. By taking control of your mental habits, you'll unlock your ability to navigate challenges and seize opportunities with confidence. The question isn't whether you're capable of breaking free, it's whether you're ready to take the first step. Chapter 3. Asking Better Questions. What separates an ordinary thinker from an extraordinary one? The answer lies not in their intelligence, but in the quality of their questions. Asking better questions is the cornerstone of critical thinking. It's a skill that sparks curiosity, drives innovation, and leads to meaningful insights. Yet, many of us settle for surface-level inquiries, never realizing that transformative answers often lie beneath the obvious. Let's start with a fundamental truth. Not all questions are created equal. Some questions invite shallow responses, others demand deep reflection. Consider the difference between asking, "What's wrong with this idea?" versus, "What could make this idea extraordinary?" The first question focuses on flaws, while the second opens the door to possibilities. Better questions shift our mindset from criticism to curiosity, from barriers to breakthroughs. Why does this matter? Because the questions we ask shape the way we think and act. For example, imagine you're leading a team struggling with a stalled project. You could ask, "Why aren't we making progress?" Or "What small change could we make today to gain momentum?" The first question focuses on the problem, the second emphasizes solutions. In life and work, the quality of your questions directly influences the quality of your results. Let's explore three categories of powerful questions that can transform your thinking: clarifying questions, reframing questions, and action-oriented questions. 1. Clarifying questions, seeking the truth. Clarifying questions cut through ambiguity to uncover the core of an issue. They help you gain a deeper understanding of the situation and distinguish fact from assumption. In a world filled with noise and misinformation, clarifying questions are vital for critical thinkers. Consider a scenario where you hear a startling claim on social media. New research proves that multitasking increases productivity by 50%. Instead of accepting this at face value, a clarifying question might be, "What's the source of this research?" Or, "How was productivity measured in the study?" By asking these questions, you're not just consuming information, you're actively evaluating its credibility. In daily life, clarifying questions help in interpersonal relationships as well. Let's say a friend is upset and tells you, "You never listen to me." Instead of reacting defensively, you could ask, "Can you share an example of when you felt unheard?" This not only diffuses tension but also gives you specific insights to address the issue. Clarifying questions are your flashlight in the dark. They illuminate the truth, allowing you to navigate complexities with confidence. 2. Reframing questions, shifting perspectives. Reframing questions is the key to unlocking new possibilities. They challenge you to see problems and opportunities from different angles. This shift in perspective often leads to innovative solutions. Take the story of Alex, a software developer struggling to meet tight deadlines. His initial question was, "How can I work faster?" This question led to stress and burnout, as he tried to squeeze more productivity out of an already packed schedule. A mentor suggested reframing the question to, "How can I simplify the tasks I'm working on?" This subtle shift led Alex to identify redundant processes and delegate non-essential tasks, ultimately improving his efficiency without sacrificing his well-being. Reframing questions are particularly powerful in challenging situations. Instead of asking, "Why is this happening to me?" consider asking, "What is this experience teaching me?" This reframing transforms a victim mindset into one of growth and resilience. Another example is found in the business world. When Airbnb's founders faced early rejection from investors, they reframed their question from, "Why isn't this working?" to "How can we better understand our customers' needs?" This led them to interview users and refine their platform, a pivotal step in Airbnb's eventual success. Reframing questions are your secret weapon for turning obstacles into opportunities. They help you see the bigger picture and approach challenges with creativity and optimism. 3. Action-oriented questions. While clarifying and reframing questions focus on understanding and perspective, action-oriented questions are about implementation. They push you to move from thinking to doing. Action-oriented questions often begin with words like "how can I?" or "what steps should I take?" They're practical, focused, and designed to drive progress. For instance, if you're working on a personal goal like improving fitness, instead of asking, "Why am I so inconsistent?" you could ask, "What's one small habit I can commit to daily?" This question shifts the focus from self-criticism to actionable change. In team settings, action-oriented questions foster collaboration and accountability. Imagine a team brainstorming ideas for a new product. Asking, "What should we prioritize in the next week?" creates clarity and direction, ensuring that everyone is aligned and moving forward together. Action-oriented questions also play a crucial role in personal growth. Reflect on a challenge you're currently facing. Instead of dwelling on the problem, ask yourself, "What's one thing I can do today to improve this situation?" Even a small action can create momentum and lead to meaningful change. Crafting better questions is both an art and a science. It begins with intention, knowing what you want to achieve from the question. Are you seeking clarity, exploring new perspectives, or driving action? Tailor your question to match your goal. Next, focus on specificity. Vague questions lead to vague answers. Instead of asking, "How can I be better at my job?" try, "What skills should I develop to excel in my role this year?" Specific questions yield actionable insights. Finally, practice open-ended questioning. Open-ended questions invite dialogue and exploration, whereas closed-ended questions often result in yes or no answers. For example, asking, "How do you feel about this project?" opens the door for meaningful discussion, while "Do you like this project?" limits the response. Building a habit of better questioning. Asking better questions is a skill that grows with practice. Start by incorporating these strategies into your daily life. Reflect daily. At the end of each day, ask yourself, "What did I learn today?" or "What could I have done differently?" In conversations, prioritize curiosity over judgment. Ask questions that deepen understanding and build connections. Challenge assumptions. When faced with a decision, ask, "What am I assuming here? And what evidence supports this assumption?" By consistently practicing these habits, you'll cultivate a mindset of curiosity and critical thinking that enriches every aspect of your life. Better questions are the key to unlocking your potential. They help you navigate complexity, discover new possibilities, and take purposeful action. Whether you're clarifying a problem, reframing a challenge, or driving results, the right question can be a catalyst for transformation. As you move forward, remember, the quality of your questions determines the quality of your life. Make it a habit to ask questions that inspire curiosity, ignite creativity, and empower action. Your journey to becoming an extraordinary thinker starts with one powerful question. What will you ask today? Chapter 4. Evaluating the evidence. We live in an era of unprecedented access to information. With a few clicks, we can find answers to almost any question, read countless opinions, and dive into vast pools of data. But not all information is created equal. Some sources are credible and grounded in fact, while others are misleading or outright false. The ability to evaluate evidence critically is what separates informed decisions from misguided ones. In this chapter, we will explore how to discern reliable evidence, recognize bias, and navigate the complexities of the information age with confidence. The digital age has transformed how we consume information. Social media platforms, news outlets, and blogs bombard us with content, much of it vying for our attention through sensational headlines and emotional appeals. While this abundance of information can be empowering, it also creates challenges. How do you decide what to trust? How do you separate fact from fiction? Consider the case of Rachel, a small business owner looking to expand her online presence. While researching marketing strategies, she encountered conflicting advice. Some sources claimed that email marketing was outdated, while others touted it as indispensable. Unsure of which path to follow, Rachel felt overwhelmed. The problem wasn't a lack of information, it was the difficulty of determining which advice was backed by evidence. To evaluate evidence effectively, it's crucial to understand its nature. Evidence comes in various forms, including 1. Empirical evidence, data derived from observation or experimentation. For example, scientific studies and surveys often fall into this category. 2. Anecdotal evidence, personal stories or individual experiences. While compelling, this type of evidence is often subjective and lacks generalizability. 3. Authoritative evidence, information from experts or trusted institutions. This can be valuable but is not immune to bias or error. Each type of evidence has strengths and limitations. Critical thinkers recognize that no single piece of evidence tells the whole story. Instead, they seek to understand the context, methodology, and reliability of the information they encounter. Key strategies for evaluating evidence. 1. Assess the source. The first step in evaluating evidence is to assess its source. Ask yourself, who is providing this information? What other qualifications or expertise? Do they have an agenda or bias? For instance, if a study promoting a weight loss supplement is funded by the manufacturer, its findings may be influenced by financial interests. Reliable sources are typically transparent about their methods, funding, and potential conflicts of interest. 2. Examine the methodology. Evidence is only as strong as the methods used to produce it. Critical thinkers delve into how data was collected and analyzed. Questions to consider include, was the sample size adequate? Were the methods appropriate for the research question? Are the conclusions supported by the data? Imagine a headline claiming 90% of people prefer product X over competitors. Without details about the study's sample size or demographic diversity, this statistic lacks credibility. A closer look might reveal that the survey included only 10 participants, all of whom were employees of the company. 3. Look for corroboration. One piece of evidence, no matter how compelling, should not be taken as definitive. Seek corroboration from multiple independent sources. If several credible studies or experts arrive at the same conclusion, it strengthens the validity of the evidence. Take the example of climate change. While individual studies might vary in focus or findings, the overwhelming consensus among scientists, supported by extensive data, provides a strong foundation for understanding the issue. 4. Recognize bias. Bias can distort evidence, often in subtle ways. Recognizing bias requires an understanding of both the source's perspective and your own. Ask, is the source motivated by profit, ideology, or personal gain? Am I approaching this evidence with preconceived notions? Confirmation bias, the tendency to favor information that aligns with existing beliefs, is particularly insidious. A critical thinker actively seeks out evidence that challenges their views, knowing that true understanding comes from examining all sides of an issue. 5. Evaluate the relevance. Not all evidence is equally relevant to every situation. Ensure that the evidence you're considering directly pertains to the question or decision at hand. Irrelevant evidence, even if credible, can lead to faulty conclusions. For example, a study about urban traffic patterns may provide robust data, but it's unlikely to offer meaningful insights into rural transportation issues. Context matters. Emotion is a powerful driver of decision-making, and many sources of information use emotional appeals to influence opinions. While emotions are an integral part of human experience, they can cloud judgment when evaluating evidence. Critical thinkers are mindful of emotional triggers, focusing on facts and logic rather than sensationalism. Consider a viral social media post claiming a dramatic health benefit from a new diet trend. The post includes vivid before and after photos and personal testimonials, but lacks scientific backing. Emotional appeals can make such claims persuasive, but without credible evidence, they should be viewed with skepticism. To help evaluate evidence effectively, consider these practical tools. 1. The CRAAP test. Developed by librarians, this test evaluates information based on currency, relevance, authority, accuracy, and purpose. It's a quick and effective way to assess the reliability of a source. 2. Fact-checking websites. Platforms like SnopesFactCheck.org and PolitiFact specialize in verifying claims and debunking misinformation. 3. Lateral reading. This technique involves opening multiple tabs to cross-check information across different sources. Instead of reading a single article from start to finish, compare it with other perspectives in real time. The vaccine debate highlights the importance of evaluating evidence. Vaccines have been extensively studied and proven to be safe and effective. However, misinformation fueled by anecdotal evidence, emotional appeals, and biased sources has led to vaccine hesitancy. Critical thinkers approach this issue by examining empirical evidence from reputable institutions like the CDC and WHO, recognizing the overwhelming consensus among scientists and questioning the motives of anti-vaccine proponents. By doing so, they make informed decisions grounded in fact, not fear. Learning to evaluate evidence transforms more than just individual decisions, it influences how you engage with the world. By cultivating this skill, you become a more discerning consumer of information, a more effective problem solver, and a more empathetic communicator. Consider Maria, a community leader advocating for educational reform. By critically evaluating studies, engaging with diverse perspectives, and recognizing bias, she built a compelling case for change that resonated with policymakers and stakeholders. Her efforts led to tangible improvements in her community's schools, illustrating the power of evidence-based advocacy. In a world of information overload, evaluating evidence is not just a skill, it's a necessity. By assessing sources, examining methodology, seeking corroboration, recognizing bias, and focusing on relevance, you empower yourself to make informed decisions in every aspect of life. Remember, evidence is the foundation of critical thinking. When you master the art of evaluating it, you unlock the ability to navigate complexity with clarity and confidence. The next time you encounter a claim, ask yourself, "What's the evidence?" Your ability to answer that question with rigor and discernment is what sets you apart as a critical thinker. Chapter 5. The Art of Perspective Taking. In the journey of critical thinking, one of the most transformative skills is the ability to take on different perspectives. Perspective taking is not just about empathy or understanding another person's feelings. It's about stepping outside your worldview to see a situation, problem, or opportunity through fresh eyes. This skill has the power to deepen understanding, resolve conflicts, and spark innovation. Yet, it's a skill often overlooked in a world where fast opinions and rigid beliefs dominate. Let's begin with a simple truth. Every individual sees the world through their unique lens. This lens is shaped by culture, experiences, biases, and values. When you limit yourself to your perspective alone, you miss the richness and complexity of the bigger picture. Perspective taking opens the door to this bigger picture, enabling you to connect dots others can't see and arrive at insights others might miss. Consider the story of Kevin, a product designer working on a mobile app for seniors. His team's initial prototype, while sleek and functional, failed miserably during testing. Frustrated, Kevin decided to shadow a group of senior users. He observed their challenges: small fonts, confusing icons, and navigation menus that required too many steps. By stepping into their shoes, Kevin gained a new perspective. His team redesigned the app with larger fonts, intuitive layouts, and voice command features, leading to its success. Kevin's story illustrates the first key benefit of perspective taking: solving problems more effectively. When you adopt the viewpoint of the end user, the stakeholder, or even the critic, you uncover blind spots that would otherwise remain hidden. But the benefits don't stop there. Perspective taking also fosters collaboration. In teams, conflicts often arise because individuals cling to their viewpoints without considering others. By actively seeking to understand a colleague's perspective, you create a bridge for dialogue, mutual respect, and creative solutions. Developing this skill requires intentional effort. Here are four practical steps to cultivate perspective taking in your daily life. 1. Pause and reflect. The first step is to recognize when you're stuck in your own perspective. This often happens during disagreements or when encountering a challenging problem. Pause and ask yourself, "What am I assuming here? What might I be missing?" By taking a moment to reflect, you shift from reaction to curiosity, creating space for new insights. 2. Seek diverse perspectives. Actively expose yourself to viewpoints different from your own. This could mean reading books or articles from opposing perspectives, engaging in conversations with people from different backgrounds, or participating in activities outside your comfort zone. The more diverse the input, the richer your understanding. For example, a leader managing a global team might seek to understand cultural differences in communication styles. By listening to employees' experiences and adapting their approach, the leader fosters inclusivity and builds stronger relationships. 3. Ask open-ended questions. When interacting with others, prioritize questions that encourage dialogue. Instead of asking, "Why do you think that?" which can sound accusatory, try, "Can you help me understand your perspective?" or "What experiences have shaped your view?" Open-ended questions signal genuine curiosity and create a safe space for others to share. 4. Step into their shoes. This classic metaphor is powerful for a reason. Imagining yourself in someone else's situation helps you empathize and understand their decisions, even if you don't agree. Visualization exercises, such as picturing a day in their life or writing from their perspective, can deepen this practice. While perspective taking is rooted in understanding, empathy adds a layer of emotional connection. Empathy allows you to feel what others feel, bridging the gap between intellectual understanding and human connection. This combination is especially potent in leadership, where decisions impact people on a personal level. Consider the story of Janice, a CEO facing backlash after announcing budget cuts. Instead of dismissing employees' concerns, she organized listening sessions to hear their stories. By empathizing with their fears and frustrations, Janice was able to adjust her strategy, minimize layoffs, and rebuild trust. Her ability to balance perspective taking with empathy turned a potential crisis into an opportunity for growth. Perspective taking is also a catalyst for innovation. When you adopt multiple viewpoints, you unlock new ways of thinking that drive creativity. Some of history's greatest breakthroughs stemmed from this approach. Take the story of the Wright brothers. While others focused solely on building powerful engines for flight, the Wrights studied how birds maneuvered in the air. This fresh perspective led them to develop the concept of wing warping, a pivotal innovation in aviation. By looking beyond conventional wisdom, they achieved what many thought impossible. In today's fast-paced world, organizations that prioritize diverse perspectives often outperform those that don't. Teams with varied backgrounds bring a wealth of ideas, helping companies adapt to changing markets and meet the needs of diverse customers. Despite its benefits, perspective taking isn't always easy. Cognitive biases, emotional reactions, and time pressures can all act as barriers. Here's how to overcome them. Bias awareness. Recognize biases like confirmation bias favoring information that supports your beliefs or groupthink aligning with the majority. Awareness is the first step to counteracting these tendencies. Strong emotions, like anger or frustration, can cloud judgment. Practice techniques like deep breathing or mindfulness to stay calm and open-minded. Allocate time. Perspective taking requires time and effort. Build it into your decision-making process by scheduling discussions, research, or reflection periods. To strengthen this skill, try the three chairs exercise. 1. Sit in the first chair, representing your perspective. Reflect on your thoughts and feelings about a situation. 2. Move to the second chair, representing the other person's perspective. Imagine their experiences, motivations, and challenges. 3. Finally, sit in the third chair, representing an observer's viewpoint. Analyze the interaction objectively, considering what each side might gain or lose. This exercise helps you practice seeing situations from multiple angles, improving both understanding and decision-making. Perspective taking is more than a tool, it's a mindset. By stepping beyond your own viewpoint, you gain insights that enrich your understanding, enhance collaboration, and drive innovation. Whether you're solving a problem, leading a team, or navigating a personal challenge, this skill is a game changer. The next time you find yourself locked into your perspective, pause. Ask yourself, "What am I missing?" Seek out diverse viewpoints, practice empathy, and embrace the complexity of the bigger picture. The art of perspective taking isn't just about seeing the world differently, it's about shaping a better world for yourself and those around you. Chapter 6. Turning setbacks into stepping stones. Setbacks are an inevitable part of life. They come in many forms: a failed project, a missed opportunity, a personal disappointment. While some see setbacks as roadblocks, critical thinkers view them as stepping stones. This ability to reframe failure and use it as a catalyst for growth is a hallmark of resilience and a cornerstone of critical thinking. In this chapter, we will explore how to analyze setbacks, extract valuable lessons, and pivot with purpose. Consider Thomas Edison's famous quote, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Edison's ability to reframe failure turned what could have been moments of defeat into opportunities for progress. His mindset is a powerful example of how setbacks, when approached thoughtfully, can lead to breakthroughs. Why do setbacks feel so overwhelming? Part of the reason lies in our natural tendency to personalize failure. We often equate a setback with a lack of ability or worth, which triggers self-doubt and fear. However, critical thinkers separate the event from their identity. They see failure not as a reflection of who they are, but as a moment to learn and adapt. Step 1. Reframe the setback. The first step in transforming a setback into a stepping stone is reframing. This involves shifting your perspective from "why did this happen to me?" to "what can I learn from this?" Reframing allows you to view challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats to your success. Take the story of Sarah, an entrepreneur whose startup failed within its first year. Initially devastated, Sarah chose to reframe the experience. Instead of seeing it as a wasted effort, she viewed it as an invaluable lesson in business strategy, customer acquisition, and financial management. Armed with these insights, she launched a second venture that became a thriving success. Reframing isn't about ignoring the difficulty of setbacks. It's about acknowledging the pain while choosing to focus on the growth potential within the experience. Step 2. Analyze the setback. Once you've reframed the setback, the next step is analysis. Critical thinking involves dissecting what went wrong to uncover the root causes and identify actionable insights. Here's a simple framework to guide your analysis. 1. Identify the key events. Break down the setback into its component parts. What happened, and what were the contributing factors? 2. Assess your role. Reflect on your decisions and actions. What did you do well, and what could you have done differently? 3. Consider external factors. Identify variables beyond your control, such as market conditions, timing, or other people's actions. 4. Extract lessons. Summarize the insights gained from this analysis. How can you apply these lessons to future situations? Let's apply this framework to a hypothetical scenario. Alex, a marketing professional, launched a campaign that underperformed. Through analysis, Alex discovered that the campaign's messaging wasn't tailored to the target audience. By extracting this lesson, Alex refined his approach and achieved greater success in subsequent projects. Step 3. Develop a growth mindset. Central to turning setbacks into stepping stones is cultivating a growth mindset. Coined by psychologist Carol Dweck, a growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through effort and learning. In contrast, a fixed mindset views failure as a reflection of inherent limitations. To develop a growth mindset, embrace the following principles. View challenges as opportunities. Every setback is a chance to improve and grow. Celebrate effort over results. Focus on the process, not just the outcome. Embrace feedback. Constructive criticism is a gift that accelerates growth. For example, Michael Jordan famously said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed." His growth mindset turned failures into stepping stones to greatness. Step 4. Pivot with purpose. Setbacks often require us to pivot, to change direction and try a new approach. The key to a successful pivot is purpose. Instead of reacting impulsively, critical thinkers pivot with intention, aligning their next steps with their long-term goals. Consider Linda, a graphic designer who was laid off during an economic downturn. While initially disheartened, Linda used this moment to reflect on her career. She realized her true passion was illustration, a field she had always admired but never pursued. Linda took courses, built a portfolio, and eventually launched a freelance illustration business. Her purposeful pivot transformed a setback into an opportunity to align her career with her passion. When pivoting, ask yourself, "What are my long-term goals? How does this pivot align with those goals? What steps can I take to move forward intentionally?" Step 5. Build resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks stronger than before. It's a skill that can be cultivated through intentional practices. Treat yourself with kindness during difficult times. Avoid harsh self-criticism and focus on progress. Seek support. Lean on friends, family, or mentors who can provide perspective and encouragement. Set realistic expectations. Recognize that setbacks are a natural part of growth. Progress is rarely linear. Resilience doesn't mean avoiding pain, it means navigating through it with strength and optimism. By building resilience, you create a foundation for turning future setbacks into stepping stones. History is filled with stories of individuals who turned failures into triumphs. Consider Oprah Winfrey, who was once told she was unfit for television. Today, she's one of the most influential media figures in the world. Or J.K. Rowling, whose Harry Potter manuscript was rejected by numerous publishers before becoming a global phenomenon. These stories remind us that setbacks are not the end, they are often the beginning of something greater. Setbacks are not signs of defeat, they are invitations to grow. By reframing challenges, analyzing mistakes, cultivating a growth mindset, pivoting with purpose, and building resilience, you can transform even the most difficult experiences into opportunities for progress. The next time you face a setback, remember, it's not the failure that defines you but how you respond to it. Will you let it hold you back, or will you use it as a stepping stone to greater heights? The choice is yours, and the power is within you. Chapter 7. The Decision-Making Blueprint. Life is a series of decisions. Some are small, like what to eat for breakfast, while others shape the trajectory of your career, relationships, and future. Yet, decision-making can often feel overwhelming, especially when the stakes are high. Critical thinking provides a blueprint to navigate this process with clarity, confidence, and precision. In this chapter, we will explore the steps to making thoughtful decisions, avoid common pitfalls, and apply strategies to improve outcomes. Why do decisions feel so daunting? Part of the answer lies in the fear of making the wrong choice. We often overestimate the impact of a single decision while underestimating our ability to adapt and pivot. However, critical thinkers view decisions as opportunities rather than burdens. They approach decision-making with a mindset of curiosity and intentionality, treating each choice as a step toward growth. Consider Emma, a recent college graduate torn between accepting a stable corporate job and pursuing her dream of starting a nonprofit. The decision felt paralyzing. By applying a structured decision-making process, Emma was able to weigh the pros and cons, evaluate her long-term goals, and make a confident choice. This blueprint can empower anyone to approach decisions with greater clarity. Step 1. Define the decision clearly. Ambiguity is the enemy of good decision-making. The first step is to clearly define the decision you need to make. Instead of framing it vaguely, what should I do next, be specific, should I take the corporate job or start my nonprofit? A well-defined decision provides focus and sets the stage for meaningful analysis. Step 2. Gather relevant information. Decisions are only as good as the information they're based on. Take the time to gather relevant data, perspectives, and insights. This might include researching the options available to you, consulting trusted mentors or experts, reflecting on your values, goals, and priorities. Be mindful of information overload. Focus on quality over quantity by prioritizing credible sources and actionable insights. Step 3. Identify your criteria. Not all factors in a decision carry equal weight. Identifying your criteria, the aspects that matter most to you, helps you evaluate options effectively. For instance, if Emma's primary criteria are financial stability and personal fulfillment, she might assign more weight to these factors when comparing her options. Clarify your criteria. Write down all the factors that matter in your decision. Rank them in order of importance. Consider how each option aligns with these priorities. Step 4. Generate and evaluate options. Critical thinkers don't settle for binary choices. They explore a range of possibilities. For Emma, this might mean considering hybrid options, such as taking a corporate job while volunteering with nonprofits on the side. When evaluating options, consider both short-term and long-term impacts. Use tools like decision matrices or pros and cons lists to visualize how each option measures up against your criteria. This process helps to identify the strongest path forward. Step 5. Acknowledge and mitigate bias. Bias can subtly influence even the most rational decision-making processes. Common biases include confirmation bias, favoring information that supports your existing beliefs, overconfidence bias, overestimating your ability to predict outcomes, anchoring bias, giving disproportionate weight to the first piece of information you encounter. Recognizing these biases is the first step to mitigating their effects. Seek out diverse perspectives, challenge your assumptions, and question the motivations behind your preferences. Step 6. Consider the worst case and best case scenarios. Imagining extreme outcomes can provide clarity. Ask yourself, what's the worst case scenario and how likely is it? What's the best case scenario and what would it take to achieve it? This exercise not only prepares you for potential challenges but also highlights the opportunities each option presents. For Emma, the worst case scenario of starting her nonprofit might involve financial strain, while the best case scenario could mean living her dream of making a meaningful impact. Step 7. Make the decision. At some point, analysis must give way to action. Critical thinkers know that perfect certainty is unattainable, and delaying a decision can be as costly as making the wrong one. Trust the process you've followed, and commit to your choice with confidence. Step 8. Reflect and adapt. Decision-making doesn't end when you make a choice. Reflection is a critical component of the process. Evaluate the outcomes of your decision, and consider what worked well and what could be improved. This feedback loop helps you refine your approach for future decisions. For example, after starting her nonprofit, Emma might reflect on her initial challenges, such as funding and time management. By addressing these areas, she sets herself up for greater success moving forward. While critical thinking emphasizes logic and analysis, intuition also plays a role in decision-making. Intuition is not the opposite of rationality, rather, it's a complement. It's the result of subconscious pattern recognition, often informed by past experiences and knowledge. To balance intuition with critical thinking, use intuition as a starting point, then validate it with evidence. Be aware of situations where intuition might be clouded by emotions or biases. Trust your instincts when making decisions in familiar contexts, but rely on analysis for unfamiliar or high-stakes situations. The decision-making blueprint is versatile and can be applied to a wide range of scenarios. Personal decisions. Choosing a career path, deciding where to live, or navigating relationships. Professional decisions. Launching a new product, hiring a team member, or managing a project. Community decisions. Advocating for social change, organizing events, or participating in civic initiatives. Consider the story of Elon Musk, who famously applied first principles thinking to revolutionize industries. By breaking problems down to their fundamental components and questioning assumptions, Musk made bold decisions that led to the success of Tesla, SpaceX, and other ventures. His approach demonstrates the power of critical thinking in decision-making. In a world filled with choices, decision fatigue can drain mental energy and lead to poor outcomes. To combat this, simplify routine decisions. Automate or streamline repetitive choices, such as meal planning or clothing selection. Prioritize high-impact decisions. Focus your energy on the choices that matter most. Take breaks, rest and recharge to maintain clarity and focus. Decision-making is both an art and a science. By following this blueprint, defining the decision, gathering information, identifying criteria, evaluating options, mitigating bias, considering scenarios, taking action, and reflecting, you can approach even the most complex choices with clarity and confidence. Remember, no decision is ever perfect, but every decision is an opportunity to learn and grow. The next time you face a crossroads, trust the process, embrace uncertainty, and move forward with purpose. The power to shape your future lies in the decisions you make today. Chapter 8. Living the Critical Thinking Lifestyle. Critical thinking is more than a skill, it's a way of life. When practiced consistently, it becomes a mindset that influences how you approach challenges, relationships, and opportunities. Living the critical thinking lifestyle means embracing curiosity, questioning assumptions, and striving for growth in every aspect of life. In this final chapter, we will explore how to integrate critical thinking into daily routines, the transformative impact it can have, and how to inspire others to adopt this powerful mindset. Imagine waking up each day with a clear sense of purpose and the tools to tackle any challenge with confidence. This is the promise of the critical thinking lifestyle. It's about shifting from a passive approach to life, accepting what you're told and reacting to circumstances, to an active one where you analyze, question, and make intentional choices. Consider Alex, a mid-level manager who used to feel stuck in a cycle of routine. Meetings felt unproductive, decisions seemed arbitrary, and progress was stagnant. When Alex began applying critical thinking principles to his work, he noticed a transformation. He asked better questions during meetings, sought evidence before making decisions, and encouraged his team to challenge assumptions. Over time, productivity soared, and Alex felt a renewed sense of purpose. Alex's story illustrates the power of adopting critical thinking as a mindset rather than a one-off tool. It's not just about solving problems, it's about approaching life with curiosity, clarity, and confidence. To fully embrace the critical thinking lifestyle, integrate these practices into your daily routine. 1. Start with questions. Begin your day by reflecting on key questions that align with your goals and values. For example, what's the most important thing I need to focus on today? What assumptions am I making about my challenges? How can I approach this situation differently? These questions prime your mind to think critically and prioritize effectively. 2. Engage with diverse perspectives. Make it a habit to expose yourself to ideas and viewpoints that challenge your own. This might involve reading books, articles, or research from various disciplines, having conversations with people from different backgrounds, attending workshops or events that push you out of your comfort zone. Diversity of thought enriches your understanding and helps you see issues from multiple angles. 3. Practice mindful reflection. Set aside time to reflect on your experiences, decisions, and interactions. Ask yourself, what went well today, and why? What could I have done differently? What lessons can I carry forward? Mindful reflection strengthens your ability to learn from both successes and setbacks. 4. Use critical thinking tools. Incorporate practical tools into your decision-making process, such as decision matrices to weigh options, the three questions framework, what do I know for sure? What am I assuming? What are the possible outcomes? Fact-checking resources to evaluate information. These tools streamline complex processes and enhance clarity. 5. Seek feedback. Invite feedback from trusted peers, mentors, or colleagues. Ask them to challenge your ideas, point out blind spots, and suggest improvements. Feedback is an invaluable resource for sharpening your critical thinking skills. Living the critical thinking lifestyle doesn't just improve individual outcomes, it transforms how you interact with the world. Here are three key areas where this mindset creates profound change. 1. Enhance problem solving. Critical thinkers excel at breaking down complex problems into manageable parts, identifying root causes, and devising innovative solutions. This ability empowers you to navigate challenges with confidence and resilience. Consider the story of Anna, a software engineer tasked with solving a major system failure under tight deadlines. Instead of panicking, Anna applied critical thinking principles. She identified the key issues, consulted her team for diverse input, and systematically tested solutions. Her calm and analytical approach turned a potential crisis into a success story. 2. Stronger relationships. The principles of perspective taking, empathy, and clear communication, all central to critical thinking, enhance relationships both personally and professionally. When you listen actively, ask meaningful questions, and respect differing viewpoints, you build trust and deepen connections. 3. Increase confidence and clarity. When you approach decisions and challenges with a clear framework, uncertainty diminishes. The critical thinking lifestyle fosters self-assurance and a sense of control over your choices, allowing you to act with purpose and conviction. As you cultivate critical thinking in your own life, you'll naturally inspire others to do the same. Here are strategies to encourage critical thinking in your community. 1. Lead by example. Demonstrate the benefits of critical thinking through your actions. Share your thought processes, explain how you evaluate evidence, and show how curiosity leads to better outcomes. When others see the results, they'll be motivated to adopt similar practices. 2. Ask open-ended questions. In conversations, pose questions that encourage deeper thought. For example, what are the key factors we need to consider? How might we approach this from a different angle? What assumptions might we be making? These questions prompt others to analyze and reflect, fostering a culture of critical thinking. 3. Create collaborative environments. Encourage group discussions, brainstorming sessions, and feedback loops that prioritize diverse perspectives and thoughtful analysis. Collaboration often leads to richer insights and stronger solutions. 4. Celebrate critical thinking. Recognize and reward instances where critical thinking leads to success. Whether it's a team member proposing an innovative idea or a friend navigating a tough decision thoughtfully, celebrating these moments reinforces the value of this mindset. When individuals embrace critical thinking, the impact extends beyond personal growth. families become more harmonious as members communicate openly and solve problems collaboratively. Teams become more effective as they approach challenges with creativity and strategy. Communities thrive as citizens engage in thoughtful dialogue and informed decision-making. Consider the broader implications. What if more people approached global challenges like climate change, social inequality, and technological disruption with critical thinking? The potential for progress, innovation, and positive change is immense. The critical thinking lifestyle is not a destination, it's a continuous journey of growth, discovery, and intentionality. By integrating this mindset into your daily life, you unlock the ability to navigate complexity, seize opportunities, and inspire those around you. As you move forward, remember that every question you ask, every assumption you challenge, and every lesson you learn brings you closer to your fullest potential. Embrace the power of critical thinking, and let it guide you toward a life of clarity, purpose, and impact. The game of life is waiting for your next move. What will it be? Take care and be well.